We're going to talk about an event that starts next week. Michael Jacon is joining us from Taos Area Presbyterian Church. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am great today. How about yourself?
I'm terrific.
Terrific. And getting ready for, summertime always means vacation Bible school time, doesn't it?
That's right. Taos Area Presbyterian Church is presenting Hometown Nazareth. Our Bible school offering for this year. It's got three main differences from regular Bible school offerings. First of all, it is in June. It's not in August. And it is going to be in the evening, in the evening hours after dinner. It's not during the day. But the biggest difference is that this is a vacation Bible school for all ages. It is intergenerational.
I like that.
It's not just kids. This is for everybody. It's a great way to have fun and share your faith with your parents, brothers, sisters, grandparents, your friends, your neighbors. Anybody can come to it.
Yeah, well, let's talk about what they're going to find when they come out to these three nights, right?
Three nights, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the main theme of it is, what was life like for Jesus when he was a kid? We hear a lot about when he was an adult, but sure. We'd like to find out what Nazareth was like. And Nazareth was, what it's like living in a small town. Everybody knows everybody and just a very tight-knit community.
Right.
And so we have recreated Nazareth, downtown Nazareth, where kids can walk right through and the people can walk right through. And they can talk with all these people and find out what they think of this boy who claims to be the Savior. Now, what we've done is we've recreated Nazareth to give everyone an idea of what life was like back then. Our pastor, Kathleen Rowe, she has a great vision of this project. We have worked very hard to make this as realistic as we can, and we're very proud to offer this to the community.
Yeah, it looks like all kinds of things are going on.
There are going to be a lot of things to do. People will be able to walk right in through downtown Nazareth. We're going to have booths set up. There are going to be different shops. They can visit Jesus's hometown. They can visit our celebration station, which we've got set up like a big temple. That's where we're going to start and end every evening. They get to talk to Mary. Wow. They get to see what Jesus was like as a little boy. Yeah. And they can visit our marketplace. There are a lot of things to do there. They can go to Hebrew school. They can learn how they made beads back then. This is one of my favorites. They have a carpentry shop.
Uh-huh.
They get to make and decorate their own walking staff.
Nice.
And they get to keep that personalize it. They can sample foods of the day. You know, back then, we have a rock quarry where they can excavate for these rock-shaped crayons.
Oh, okay.
A lot of really cool projects.
Nice.
We're going to have a games area. The games we actually researched it to find out what kind of games they played back then, 2,000 years ago. And we have those games there for the kids to play.
Wow.
Live animals for them to look at. It's just going to be a great time. And it's a three-night event.
Okay.
And you don't have to come to all three nights, but it is highly encouraged because everybody who comes in will get to visit different shops every night. What we're going to do is we're going to form tribes. Everybody will be a member of a tribe, and those tribes will go to a couple of different shops every night.
Okay.
And, one night they'll visit the carpentry shop and the rock quarry, and the next night they get to go to the food market. And it's all scheduled so that they can hit everything if they go there every night. So
very
it's going
nice.
To be a lot of fun. There's always going to be something to do.
Yeah, and it's right there at the church.
It is right at the church. It's out on East US 23, East Taos, out by the Citgo station,
mm-hmm.
by Allerich Road. If you are my age, it's where the drive-in used to be. That's the landmark that everybody knows.
That's right, they do. You're right. And it's next week?
It is next week. It is next this coming Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's June 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And it's 6 to 8 p.m. every night.
Right.
And it's rain or shine.
Okay.
We have a contingency plan if it's going to rain, but I just heard the forecast this morning that says it's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be
so
beautiful.
We've got it all covered. And again, it is all ages, not just kids. Everybody come. This is going to be a great way to have some fun, share the gospel with everybody in your family.
That's right. And it's open to everyone, not just members of the Presbyterian Church.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Everybody is welcome. We would like you to pre-register if you can, just so we get an idea of the count on it. But if you don't, you can just walk in too. Everyone is welcome. If you want to pre-register, you just call 362 362- 2371. That'll get you the office out there and they'll take care of you. But if you don't pre-register, then by all means, come in anyway. And even if you don't have kids, if you're just a group of adults, come and enjoy it anyway.
That's right. At the Taos Area Presbyterian Church there, US 23 in East Taos. Hometown Nazareth. Sounds like a lot of fun. Three nights next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 6 to 8 each night. Call 362-2371. And again,
that's right.
Open to all ages. It's Vacation Bible School for everybody. I like that.
For everybody.
There you go. Michael Jacott, always a pleasure to have you in, my friend. And hopefully a lot of people come out and experience Nazareth. It sounds cool.
I hope so. Thank you, Kevin.